This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session, this time coming to you by way of the JPR Redding Studios. Today, my guest is Nora Jane Struthers. Nora Jane, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thanks so much for having us, Eric. We're happy to be here.
Who have you brought in today?
With me, by my side, my trusty sidekick from Smithville, Tennessee. This is Joseph Overton.
Welcome.
Hello, hello.
The new record is called Wake. It is out on Blue Pig Music, the website norajanestruthers.com. Let's go back in time a little bit. You are originally from Virginia, but grew up where?
In New Jersey. Born in Virginia. Raised in New Jersey. My publicist really liked to cling to the Virginia part of my bio, you know.
Does it lend some credibility to the kind of music you make?
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
It's not a New Jersey style, so to speak.
Right. Jersey bluegrass is hard to come by.
Tell me a little bit about growing up there. What was life like? What were your interests? Was music one of them?
Well, I grew up playing music with my dad. My dad plays the banjo and the guitar. And in fact, the banjo that Joe is playing here in the studio today is my dad's banjo. He has graciously lent it to us to tour with. But I grew up singing sort of brother duet style stuff with my dad. And my first couple records are really grounded in that traditional style. And only recently have I sort of gotten away from that.
And if I read right, you were a bit of a festival kid, right? Like following dad around to music festivals?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like a child, you know. I think in the bluegrass world, there's this phenomenon of like, you know, child prodigy instrumentalists, and that is like very much not what I was.
So you were at them as an audience member?
Right, I like to sing, and I started playing guitar when I was 14, and I just, you know, just like to be a part of it all.
But music didn't end up being your career choice initially.
No, I started teaching high school English after college. I got my degree in English education and taught for 3 years in Brooklyn, and I enjoyed it very much.
That's a vastly different kind of career path than what you're on now.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Was there a particular moment or incident that happened that caused you to start thinking, hey, maybe something else is in my future?
Well, I mean, I'd always wanted to be a musician, but I grew up in a suburb of New York City in a very college-focused culture. And so I didn't know anyone who was an artist for a living. All the adults that were in my social sphere were bankers, lawyers, doctors, nurses, teachers, etc. So the idea of having a non-traditional career path was just not a part of my world until I started going down south to these festivals and met people who were musicians for their jobs. And I was like, what? You can do that? I want to do that.
Well, the teaching thing must have been going pretty well, because about the time that you left teaching, you had already been promoted to the head of the English department.
Yes, that's true.
Did that make it a more difficult decision in any way?
No, I think that's part of what made it. You know, I mean, that's the thing about all the teachers out there, if you're listening, I'm sure that you've seen this, right? It's like, if you're good in the classroom, then they start promoting you to administration, and it's just so backwards. I don't know why.
Because that's not the reason you got into it to begin with.
Right. That's a terrible plan.
Yeah. Nora Jane Struthers is my guest today live in the JPR Redding Studios. Her new record is called Wake. It's Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line. Information on her, the band, and the music online, norajanestruthers.com. What do you guys want to play first today?
We'll play a song off our new album, Wake. One of my favorites on the album. It's called Mistake.
My child heart back then, trust was like breathing. The wounds I've borne might have torn me down, but in this love I feel myself healing. I will forgive you if you made a mistake. My heart is yours, yours to break. Thank you. water if you only drink wine. Years have passed without a reason to cry. Local anesthetic of the heart and mind. Now every tear opens my eyes. I will forgive you if you made a mistake. My heart is yours, yours to break. My love is yours to take. I will forgive you if you made a mistake. A day may come. Won't want my love. Fear of loss is paralyzing, but inside out and upside down, nothing to lose is still nothing. I will forgive you if you made a mistake. My heart is yours. To break, my love is yours to take. I will forgive you if you made a mistake. I will forgive you if you made a mistake.
That is Nora Jane Struthers live here on Jefferson Public Radio, a song from the new record called Wake. NoraJaneStruthers.com is the website. So at some point, you turn in your resignation notice, and from everything online, it almost makes it sound as if you packed up your desk and walked your box out to a truck and drove to Nashville. Was there an interim period there where you were making music around New York, New Jersey, or did you literally pack it in and drive?
No, well, almost literally. There were a couple weeks where my dad and I focused. My dad and I had been performing as a father-daughter duo in dive bars in Brooklyn and folk halls in Jersey. And we'd been doing that for the last couple years of my teaching experience. And I wanted to document the music that we made together before I moved away, because I knew that once I moved to Nashville, we wouldn't be performing as much together and singing as much together, and I felt like what we had was really special. So we spent a couple weeks and practiced, and then we made a record, and then I moved to Nashville.
When you got to Nashville, was there a welcoming ceremony? Did you know people there that were friendly to you when you arrived, or was it sort of sight unseen to a degree?
It felt like a welcoming ceremony. I mean, no, when I drove in, I stopped on my way to Nashville at the biggest the biggest county fair in Tennessee. It's bigger than the state fair. It's called the Wilson County Fair. And, so I had my minivan packed full of all my stuff. And I had a friend who was like playing on one of the little side stages, just playing some old time, like fiddle and banjo string music. And I got to go up on stage and sit in before I even unpacked my minivan. So I had my first gig before I even officially got to Nashville. And that felt really awesome. And I also got to see a tractor pull, which I had no experience with coming from Jersey and New York. You know, it was magical. It was a magical time.
One guy that is very familiar to our listeners and somebody who's actually done a live session for us in the past is Tim O'Brien. And he features into your musical story somehow.
Tim O'Brien is my hero. I grew up, he was probably the single greatest influence on my dad. And my dad is the single greatest influence on me. And so it's sort of, osmosis. And I had this moment where when I was in college, I went to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in Colorado, and just as a festivarian, and I went for one day, and I got to see Tim O'Brien, one of my favorite, probably at that time and possibly still my favorite living musician, open up the festival with a morning set on Thursday morning. And I walked up to the stage and I, turned around and looked at the audience and the mountains. And I don't know if you've ever been to Telluride, but it's like just incredibly scenic. and also very dry. But anyway, turned around, looked at the audience in the mountains, and I was like, man, I want to do this, you know? And I've always known that I wanted to do this, but it's hard to figure out how to get here. You know, there's no clear road.
Have you played Telluride yet?
Well, I won the band competition with my band in 2009. So then we got to go back and play in 2010. And this year, trumpets, drum roll, we get to go and play at Nightgrass, which is a part of the festival, cool. But a separate ticketed event.
I'm glad you mentioned the band. Tell me about how the Party Line came to be.
I slowly but surely pulled together friends and friends of friends into a wonderful... Until we found the right people, basically.
There'd been a little change, right?
Yeah, there's been sort of... We've had this lineup together for a year, a solid year, and it's been feeling so good. It's really just about finding... you know, the right personalities and the people who want to be doing it and who are kind and compassionate and, you know, respectful human beings.
Let's talk a little bit about the music that's on the new record, Wake, because it is a bit of a departure from what you had been recording and at least letting us hear, in that it moves away to a large degree from acoustic music and more toward a rock and roots sound. Was that the sound in you, or was that the sound of the Party Line guys that you assembled to be your band?
Yes, both. I think both. But I would say that, you know, I definitely have let the people create the sound. You know, I didn't find a full-time fiddle player. I found Josh Vanna, who is a wonderful electric guitar player. And so that's why this album, you know, rocks as hard as it does. But I will say also I've always wanted to rock. So it's just meant to be.
Are you done with acoustic music?
No.
Okay.
How would that be possible?
Well, you've got electric instruments now.
It's true. I still play acoustic guitar, mostly.
So do you think that you're going to go kind of back and forth between the two worlds, or is it a steady progression toward a bigger, fuller sound?
I'm thinking the next record should be electric dance music. No. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's always changing. You know, I think if I line up my albums in sequence, you know, it goes from totally acoustic, me and my dad, banjo, guitar, two voices, live, you know. And then my first album is like all these great studio musicians out of Nashville, and they're all playing acoustic instruments. And then my next album, Carnival, adds drums. And then this album adds electric guitar and you know. And actually, Carnival had some pedal steel on it and some electric bass. So, you know, there were some electric instruments in my last album. And then this one's just totally electric. So, I don't know. I feel like at some point, it'll just circle all the way back around to totally acoustic. But I don't know when that's going to happen.
Nora Jane Struthers is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record of which we speak is called Wake. You can get information at her website, norajanestruthers.com. What do you want to play next?
Let's play The Other Side.
Talk about the duck, the geese, the pheasant. They sing about the wind and rain. I rise with the sun in the morning. I do my chores just like a good girl should. At night I far from this house, these fields and woods. Oh, 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 I wish I knew what it means to belong. Oh, 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 I wish I felt at home. I've mined the memories of strangers who died. pride of love and danger. I draw their stories brightly in my mind. Myself a pony. As soon as I'm old enough, I'll ride. This split rail fence ain't strong enough to hold me. There's a big world waiting on the other side.
That is Nora Jane Struthers live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Her new record is called Wake. You can get information at norajanestruthers.com. The record label for that, Blue Pig Music. Is there a story behind Blue Pig?
There is. Yeah, I'm a big Larry McMurtry fan, and there's this character in Lonesome Dove. It's a pig. The character is a pig. Actually, there are two of them, two blue pigs, and they go on the big cattle drive, you know, all the way from Texas up to Montana. And their choice as pig, they're not personified in any way. They're just pigs. But, you know, it's sort of, I see their choice as being, you know, okay, we can either stay in Texas and be eaten, or we can walk all the way to Montana and be eaten. And I think, you know, they did what everyone should do, which is go on the walk.
All right, let's talk about a big subject. Love. You talk about it fairly regularly, that there was a point, how long ago are we talking about now, where you discovered or stumbled upon or fell into love?
Oh.
And it started to have an influence on your music and your songwriting and your lyrics.
It sure did, Eric.
How did that go?
It went great. It went great. Yeah, I fell in love. I tried really hard not to, because it was incredibly inconvenient, of the Fleetwood Mac variety.
Ah. So it was band related.
It was indeed. In fact, this man right here next to me is the man that I am in love
congratulations.
With. Joe. But yeah, so I tried not to fall in love with Joe, and it didn't go so well. And then finally, I was like, oh, I'm just really in love with Joe, and I need to own it, you know, and stop pretending that I'm not. And that was the start of a wonderful transformation, both personally and musically.
I wouldn't say necessarily, though, that it manifested itself in you penning love songs, necessarily.
The next song we're going to play is a love song. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to undermine you. Well, you know, I think that love is, I think it's hard to write a love song. I think it's really hard to write a love song that you can stand on and feel good about, because there are so many love songs and so many great ones and so many bad ones. Mm. So as a songwriter, it's a little bit daunting, but, I didn't really try to write this one. It just kind of happened. So that's good. And, The song that I would say is the quote unquote title track of this album is When I Wake. And we haven't played that one yet, but that's definitely a love song.
Well, as opposed to actually writing love songs, per se, direct love songs, it seems like one of the things that has happened is that you have evolved from a storytelling narrator to a storyteller of your own experiences.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was the biggest songwriting transformation.
Was that the result of landing in a more comfortable place, like a more comfortable and secure place personally, where you felt empowered to talk about yourself finally?
You know, I think more than anything, it was just that I finally felt like I had something worth talking about. You know, an experience that was so profound that I felt like I wanted to share it with people because it couldn't perhaps, you know, be, you know, so personal that it's universal, which is, you know, always the goal.
So tell me what's next for you. I mean, the record for us is relatively new. You probably recorded it sometime back. What does the rest of the summer look like for Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line?
We are playing a lot of festivals. We're playing a lot in Colorado, which is going to be fun.
So what about your next record? You're going to add a marching band, apparently, as the band size continues to grow.
Yeah, I would love that. I've started writing, which is great. I sort of go in spurts with writing.
Do you write while you're out on the road, or is that too difficult?
I can finish songs while I'm on the road. I'm more of a gatherer when I'm on the road. I gather ideas, I gather seeds for songs, and then when I'm home and alone, I can sort of flesh them out.
Do you gather musical ideas or lyrical ideas when you're out on the road?
Lyrical idea, content. Not, you know, melodies happen while I'm writing.
Like staring out the window of a Sprinter van. This is what Nora Jane sees.
Sure.
And there you go. You got a notebook of stories to try to work into a song. Nora Jane Struthers is my guest today, live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Wake. Information online, norajanestruthers.com. Well, you mentioned what you were going to finish with, so why don't you launch right into it?
Okay. This is called Loving You. Don't understand who I was before you were.
That is Nora Jane Struthers live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Wake. Information on the web, norajanestruthers.com. Nora Jane, thanks for coming in and doing this for us.
Thanks so much for having us. This was really fun.